Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? This is Winning Cures Everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
This is the Gambling Picks Podcast. We're going to start out with college football. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll have to go to a different video for the NFL Gambling Picks. But we're starting with college football right here. The show is brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, which just so happens to be the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find more information about them over at tunicatravel.com. They got six incredible sports books. We frequent all of them. They are all fabulous, wonderful. Whatever you're looking for, whether it's a little dive bar atmosphere or big money hustling, they got it all. They got everything you're looking for. Visit tunicatravel.com to go check it out. You can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. All of our social media, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, etc. Obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see our Twitter handles right there on the screen. So go check those out as well. You can find us on YouTube. YouTube.com/winningcureseverything. If you're already watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave some comments. If you'll jump in the comments, argue with us a little bit. Tell us what we got right, what we got wrong. Tell us if you enjoy the show or not. We had some people say that we're supposed to be on ESPN. I'm good with that. I would take an ESPN paycheck.
I would take it. I don't know that I'd be good at it. And or I'm certain ESPN doesn't want it.
I feel like you and I have grown over 4 years
This.
And
no question about that.
We have matured our abilities.
Well, that, okay. Our abilities have gotten better.
Our talents at being able,
has not gotten better.
At being able to host this show.
I'm not helping to sell, am I?
In a much more, what's the word I'm looking for? Appeasable?
Okay.
Format?
Like, I thought you were about to use a different word that I was going
absolutely
to
not. Absolutely not.
Because it's not professional.
But yes, if you're on YouTube, leave a comment. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what we got right, what we got wrong, etc. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're on Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button. Actually, if you're on any podcast app, hit subscribe. But on Apple, leave a review. Those reviews go a long way towards whatever goofy algorithm that they've got that tells people what to listen to. You would help us expand our audience, and we would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Last week, I went 3-6 in college football gambling picks. My profit was -$218.18.
That's tough.
That is a bad one.
Tough.
You went 3-3.
Yep.
Lost $68.18.
Yeah, a lot of vig.
Overall, I'm 5-12 on the season. Not good. For a total loss of $402.27. That is 8.05 units. Chris is 6-7. -$184.09. He is -3.68 units.
See, mine is a little bit different. We're honest about all our bets, but two of my bets I bet twice, and I bet the dog and the money line on two games. So if you just bet individual games, I'm actually one game above 500.
Yeah,
because two losses counted as four losses.
But you still put money on them things, which means you lost money. Yeah.
Oh no,
that's the way
I've gambled
goes.
On way.
But
I assure you, I've gambled on way more than that.
Had they hit, Ooh.
Well, yeah, because when I bet money line, I bet big dogs.
Yes.
I don't really bet it's a 3-point line. Let me give me the dog.
No. So if you hit 1 out of 10, you're still in the red in the black.
It'll catch me back up.
On the Pick'em contest over on winningcureseverything.com, Blake R. went 10-0 last week against the spread. Just ridiculous. Killing everybody out there. We did have like six or seven guys that hit 9. This is the only one that hit 10. He won a Tunica prize pack. You can win a Tunica prize pack, too. Go over to winningcureseverything.com, click on the football picks section, or just go down to the description, whether you're listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube. We'll have the link down there. Click on it. Enter it in. All you got to do is enter an email to get yourself added to the list. You can win a Tunica prize pack. It's Winning Cures Everything shirt, Tunica golf marker set, tickets to the Gateway to the Blues Museum, couple of koozies, all kind of stuff.
It's free to enter, and it's fun to do pick'em contests.
You got that right. It's fun. All right, let's jump in. Game number one for me. Arizona State +13.5 at Michigan State. I've got $100 on it at -110. Arizona State, 6 losses in 2018, if you count the bowl game. None of them by more than 11. In the regular season, none of them by more than 7. Arizona State this year, number 7 in the SP Plus defensive efficiency metric. Michigan State is number 12 in that. Michigan State had trouble moving the ball on Tulsa, which was the number 77 defensive efficiency team. They were able to put yards up on Western Michigan. Western Michigan is number 105 in defensive efficiency. They have been in the 100s in defense for years. Arizona State's Jaden McDaniel, he is going to be able to make some plays to keep it close. Both of these coaches, D'Antonio and Herm Edwards, like to play it close. Don't make mistakes. Make the other team make a mistake. This has a field goal or a touchdown ball game written all over it. I'm going Arizona State +13.5. I think that is way too many points.
My first bet. Oklahoma State -14 on the road at Tulsa. I have no idea why they're going on the road to play at Tulsa. I guess it stays in the family. LSU, I guess, used to do this. In-state rivalries help the small schools out.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really a rivalry. Anyway, it's -14, -110 vig. Give me $100 on it. I love the Fighting Gundies. I think this offense for Mike Gundy might be one of his better offenses that he's had over the years. And I'm real excited to get them into conference play, into league play, and see how they do. But I think Tulsa, this is just going to be another one of those opportunities for them to put up 50 like they've done the first 2 weeks. And I just don't think Tulsa can hang.
That is actually, that's one of my picks. Oklahoma State -14 at Tulsa. I got $50 on it, -110. Mike Gundy has coached against Tulsa 3 times. 2010, he won 65-28. 2011, 59-33. 2017, 59-24. He puts up an average of 62 points a game, whatever it is.
Go put up 50.
Oklahoma State 5-1 against the spread as a double-digit road favorite dating all the way back to the 2016 season. They love to cover in these spots. Yeah. Against an undermanned team, when they are working on offensive kinks and whatnot, they're gonna throw stuff out. Spencer Sanders has been fan-freaking-tastic. Chuba Hubbard, awesome. I'm telling you, they have got weapons all over the field. Tulsa looked okay against Michigan State.
That's right.
This ain't Michigan State.
No.
This ain't Michigan State. So I'm all over Oklahoma State -14 here. What is your next game up?
You should give another one because you've got 8.
Because I got a bunch of them. All right. I can do that. Next up for me, Iowa. Now, I got them at -1.5. What is it, -2 now?
No, I think you still get 1.5.
All right. So
let me actually go to a betting site.
Okay. 1.5. Let's see what's going on with that.
Ooh, no. Yeah, it's 2.5.
All right. So at one of these sites, it's now 2.5. I got it at 1.5.
What would you do at 2.5?
At 2.5, under a field goal, I'd have, take that.
Because nobody's going to be able to get that number.
Right. Now, they might, because I think people are going to start betting back on it, because College Game Day, coming to Ames for the first time, people of Iowa State as an underdog, da-da-da-da-da. I'm putting $75 on it at -110. Iowa, 3-1-1 against the spread their last five, and Ames, they are 16-3-1 against the spread in their last 20 as a road favorite. They have won three straight in Ames. Iowa State looked blah against Northern Iowa in week one. They had a bye, which is normally great. Iowa State, 2-6 straight up in their last eight bye weeks, like after their last eight byes. Not good. If you're Iowa State, you're kind of wishing that you had another team to play to kind of knock some of the rust off after leaving such a bad taste in your mouth, even with a win in that double overtime win over Northern Iowa. I'm all over Iowa here. I think they are the bigger, more physical team. I think they've just got more dudes, and I think Kirk Ferentz, if he's not a better coach, he is at least an equal coach with better talent against Iowa State. So I'm taking Iowa -1.5 for $75.
All right. My next pick, going down to Kentucky. Now, our buddy TJ is going to come on with this a little later. He is a Florida guy.
Yes.
And he not necessarily the Florida Gators guy, but he's an all-encompassing Florida guy. Okay? And he says, stay away. Well, you know what? I don't follow instructions very well. I like Kentucky. I know it's been a decade since they've beaten Florida. And they
got it done last year.
And finally they broke this 30-year streak or whatever, and they got it done at the Swamp. I think Mark Stoops is a hell of a football coach. I think he is building something at Kentucky, and I'm getting 7.5 points. I'm getting over a touchdown. I think they can keep this thing close. I think they have a chance to win the game, okay? But I don't need them to win the game. I just need them to show up, fight like hell, which I definitely think they're going to do that, in hope that Felipe Franks gives you a couple opportunities, take the ball away, stay in this thing, give you $75, -110, the VIG, and +7.5. I like the home dog.
I can get down with it. I can get down with that. You like Sawyer, the new quarterback? I think that he is, he could be a better passer than Terry Wilson.
Yeah, I think this is one of those situations where the injury makes your team better.
And
you didn't really know it based on camp and everything, but when he got into the live bullets, now I know they didn't play nobody.
But Eastern Michigan ain't bad.
No, but still, like at some point in time, you get in front of live bullets and you see who you are.
Yeah.
And I thought he did well.
I thought he did as well. Next game up for me, Ohio State -15.5 at Indiana. Now, is that still? I thought that's what you were looking up. It had moved to 16 earlier, then it moved back to 15.
Yeah, I'm seeing 16.
All right. So I know that you can still get it 15.5 other places. Down in Tunica for sure, because John Roser just texted me and told me he got it at 15. So, Ohio State -15.5 at Indiana. I'm putting $50 on it at -110. The last 3 years, Ohio State has beaten Indiana by 23, 28, and 21 points. None of those are close to 15.5. Indiana, 3-6-1 against the spread as a home dog against Big Ten opponents in their last 10. I think this is just a seismic talent gap here. People are underestimating Ryan Day and Justin Fields. And I underestimated them to start the season. But I don't think that Indiana is anywhere close to these guys, even at home. I think Ohio State comes in here, even in Ryan Day's first road game as a head coach, in Justin Fields' first road game as a starting quarterback, I think they come in and lay the smack down early. They did it the first 2 weeks of the season. First half line, probably going to be where I jump at first. But I'm telling you, -15.5, they win by at least 3 touchdowns easily. Who you got?
I'm going to the state of Pennsylvania. And I got a rivalry game going on here. I got Pitt going to Penn State.
Okay.
On the road, and I'm catching 17 points. Now, I don't know that I think this Pitt team is great. And Penn State has looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But they haven't looked unbelievable. They haven't scared me.
No, I mean, in week one, that 79-0 beatdown over Idaho, but, I mean, they were playing a high school team.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's a little different. Last week, struggled early, got out, eventually put up a bunch of points. I think this is a rivalry game. I think Pitt's going to play them really hard. I get 17 points in a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Give me Pitt. -110, $75.
$75. All right. We can do that. Next game up for me. Moving on to game number 7, I think it is. Colorado State at Arkansas. Arkansas, a 9.5-point favorite. I'm rolling with the Hogs here. $50 for 110 or -110. Arkansas finally made the switch offensively to Nick Starkel. The offense looked significantly better once they brought him in. He went 17 out of 24 for like 204 yards and a touchdown. Colorado State's defense, number 114 in defensive efficiency. Arkansas's defense, because that's what Colorado State does. They score points, right?
That's right.
Arkansas's defense, number 20 in defensive efficiency. They have got some dudes, and I don't think Arkansas is great, but I think making that switch to Nick Starkel woke them up a little bit. It sparked that offense. I think they're going to come out. They win by at least 2 touchdowns. I think they could win by 3 touchdowns. This is also a revenge spot for Arkansas, which I know is crazy to think about, but Colorado State got them last year. And look, down in Fayetteville, they are itching for something good to happen. I think they have it this week. I think Arkansas covers the 9.5.
All right, my last game of the weekend for Saturday. And I don't even know it's a Saturday game.
Yeah,
it's not.
Oh, it's a Friday game.
I'm going Friday night. Friday night football. My Fighting Les Miles and the Kansas Jayhawks. I know they just got beat, and it didn't look good. But Les is a master at getting guys ready. They're going to take this team on the road to Boston, my town, my city. And I think they're going to fight. I think they're going to play hard. They might get their ass whooped. But
now, I'll tell you this. The line opened at 18.
I got 21.5 points coming my way.
The line opened at 18 on that one. The metrics say it should be closer to like 16.
21.5 points coming my way. Give me $75 on the Fighting Les Miles, -110.
I like it.
Never bet against my guy.
That's like
my football coach.
All right. Next up for me, Miami of Ohio, +17 at Cincinnati. I'm doing $75 at -110. Miami of Ohio, 6-1 against the spread, last 7 as an underdog, 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 against Cincinnati. Cincy, 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 as a home favorite of 2 touchdowns or more. They don't cover well as a 2-touchdown favorite. And I'm getting 17.
Starting quarterback going to be back?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there, and that's fine. But I think Miami of Ohio, they got a lot.
When he went out in that Ohio State game, I was upset.
Oh, yeah. No, he's fine. He's not even questionable. He's going to play. But I do think that Cincy maybe overlooks this game a little bit. This is a rivalry game. This means something maybe more so to the Red Hawks than it does to the Bearcats. But I'm telling you, you can't argue with 4-0 against the spread the last 4 against Cincinnati. They may not win them. They may not win this one. But 2 touchdowns, that gets me a cover here. And I'm more interested in cash and tickets than I am anything else. So give me Miami of Ohio +17 at Cincinnati for $75 at -110. Next up for me, Southern Miss at Troy. Because you're done now, right?
I'm done.
All right, I'm going to roll through them. Southern Miss at Troy. I'm taking the Trojans -2 for $50 at -110. Troy 5-1 in their last 6 as a favorite of less than a touchdown. Southern Miss 0-4 against the spread as a road underdog of less than a touchdown. Troy senior quarterback Caleb Barker 6-1 as a starter after being injured in the middle of last season. He has seen defenses like this. He will be able to make plays at home. At Southern Miss going on the road after having a really difficult time with Mississippi State last week. I think Troy, even with new head coach Chip Lindsey and everything, I think Troy finds a way to get this done. I'm only having to give up 2. I'm good with that. Give me Troy for $50 at -2. Last game, or not even a game. Not even a game. I'm doing a money line parlay. I'm going to do one of these every week. So you can argue with me if you want to. But $25.
Did you hit it last week?
No, I missed it last week. Thanks a lot, Washington. $25. I'm going 9 teams this time. 9 teams. It's absurd. I know.
I'll take this bet from you. But don't make it anywhere else.
This is fun.
Just make it.
This is a lot of fun. $25 to win back 21. Texas, Charlotte, Oklahoma State, Memphis, Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, San Diego State, and Penn State. All of those in a row, you can find it over on the website. Obviously, all of our gambling picks will be up there. I'll have the money line posted for you. You can check it out yourself. I feel good about it. I'm going to get it back this week. I'm cashing tickets. Believe that. All right. Let's get into a little conversation with our buddy, Mr. TJ Reeves. We've got TJ Reeves here with us from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can find him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, thanks for being here. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I must have done something right to come back this week. Oh, it must have been Army and Michigan. Chris Giannini. Was I trying to tell you I didn't think they would win, but I thought they would keep it close and give Michigan fits? I ask you, Mighty One, did they give Michigan enough fits on Saturday afternoon in Ann Arbor? What about it?
Well, they gave them something. I don't know if it was fits. Fits is probably a good word for it. It rhymes with what they gave them.
So, yeah, we talk about the ones we got right. We don't often talk about the ones that we get wrong, so we'll just kind of move right along there on that for the college picks. But we did have that one. We were honed in on that underdog on the Three Dog Thursday podcast. It was just – it's a good spot there for Army to come in there. And I was really impressed just real quick with how physical they were, especially on defense. Jeff Monken has just done a tremendous job. That was not a fluke that they hung in there with Michigan, because you don't play defense the way they did for 60 minutes and even beyond the overtime accidentally. You don't play defense like that.
Maybe last year that Jay Bateman was the reason behind that. And no, I think it's just an Army philosophy. I think that's just the way that team plays. And this was not because of a 40-minute to 20-minute, time advantage.
No, not at all. They got outplayed. No. They got outplayed in the trenches, too.
Yeah.
Before the game matters.
Well, it was perfectly set up for the upset, because Michigan had driven deep in their territory a couple of times, and they got the turnovers that kept it the one-score game or the tie game. And as the game wore in the fourth quarter, wore on into the third and fourth quarter, Michigan played tight.
Yeah.
Harbaugh played tight, punting the ball and playing field position. They're lucky they didn't get beat in regulation by the kick at the end of regulation, because the kick was long enough. It was just wide to the right, or else we're talking about a monumental upset by Army.
I don't think he understands what to do in certain situations, right? Because he doesn't know whether to punt and play field position or whether to go for it. He went for it on fourth down, and it was fourth, and they set a yard, and it was really closer to 2 yards. And this was at midfield with, 2.5 minutes left?
I feel like he was trying to play Army style of football to show that we can beat them at their own game. I think that's a fool's man's game. I think that's an egotist, decision. I'm not a fan of that at all.
No, it was
ridiculous.
Go
out there, play your football game. You bend them to your will. And he absolutely saw Army going for it on fourth down all the time. But we got to do it. And it's just one of those things where...
It's a bad decision.
Yeah.
It was a great underdog spot there for that one, and I know we're looking forward to a couple of other underdog spots. I know, listen, I want to weigh in, because you've already been talking about Clemson and Syracuse, and you've been posing the question, am I correct, about is this a big game for this weekend?
Yes.
Nationally and otherwise, right?
Yes, correct.
So you can be the deciding vote here.
Without knowing which side you guys took, who took which side, I'm sorry, I can't go along with this is a huge, attention-getting matchup in Peoria, Illinois, or in Tucson, Arizona, or in Portland, Oregon, or in Augusta, Georgia, or Minneapolis, Minnesota. Clemson is going to win this game easily, and it is not like what LSU Texas was last week in primetime, or some of these other games that we're going to see as classic matchups in conference play. It's not the same. Now Gary's going to argue with me, aren't you, Gary? I can already tell. I can hear that laugh. You're going to argue with me.
I think it is a big game. I think Dino Babers understands something about that Clemson coaching staff. I think he knows how to make them play his type of football game. Remember, this is the last team that beat Clemson in the regular season. And it, now it was 2 years ago, but last year they should have beaten them at Clemson.
They had them on the ropes last year. I know last year is last year, but they were winning the game in the fourth quarter last year at Death Valley. You're right.
And to be honest, I wonder if the Maryland game last week, that 63-20 thumping that they took, if that was not a look-ahead spot and they just severely underestimated Mike Locksley and the Terrapins.
Well, maybe they did, but look, there ain't no underestimating number one who's coming in as Godzilla. You better be ready for that. And look, again, here we go with physical defense. Forget about Trevor Lawrence in the run game. Clemson brings the wood on defense, and Texas A&M found that out the hard way last week.
Right.
So I don't know that Syracuse can score very much in this game, regardless of whether Clemson – the only way this stays close, I am staying away on $3 Thursday. What's the point, Chris, on this?
Because it's 28 now.
It's going up to 28. 28.
Yeah.
It might be 30 or 31 by the weekend, Clemson favored over Syracuse. But the only way this is not a 3 or 4 touchdown boat race by the Tigers is if they turn the ball over several times, several being 3 or more, 4 turnovers. Then the game can stay close. Other than that, I think you could find something else to be watching on Saturday evening, from another college game to a rerun to professional wrestling, whatever you want to find.
I completely agree. It's only a big game if this one thing that has a super small percent of a chance happening happens, and that cannot constitute what we define as big games and not big games.
Well, remember, they beat them like it was a Friday night, right? It was a game 2 years ago, and the quarterback, was that Kelly Bryant that got knocked out with the concussion? It wasn't was it Deshaun Watson that got knocked out with the concussion 2 years ago?
Or was it Kelly Bryant?
I can't remember.
It was Kelly Bryant.
And that turned the whole fortune of the game when that happened. Now, if something like that happens to Trevor Lawrence, Now listing all the cataclysmic events that have to happen. Trevor Lawrence is injured. Clemson fumbles and intercepted 4 or 5 times, and Syracuse plays the offensive game of their life. Okay, now we're on to something, but all that has to happen at once. I don't see it.
I'm with you. All right.
Now, love you, TJ.
Let's talk about this. Let's move into this week's card. We are having, as well as anybody, that Chris hates chalk. He cannot stand it. He doesn't like favorites, especially road favorites. But he is having difficulty finding teams this week that he really likes. Do you have any leans this week? Tell us what you're looking at for $3 Thursday.
In terms of underdogs, this is what I do. It's the $3 Thursday podcast. Now tell me, because I looked earlier today at the time that we're taping, Iowa State, Iowa, in Ames. Is Iowa State still the underdog, or is that moved back to a pick'em? Or maybe even an Iowa 1-point favorite. What's the update on the Cy-Hawk game?
Iowa by 2.
I love Iowa State off the bye week, at home, bunch of returning players for Paul Rhodes. Everybody kind of forgot about him because they played a triple overtime opening game with Northern Iowa took them to triple overtime. So now they've had a bye week. I know Iowa's 2-0, but this is at home, blood rivalry game, backyard brawl, hatred in the state. I like Iowa State, I think, in that spot. That's going to be one I'm going to be looking at strongly on $3 Thursday there. I know that's not a huge underdog, but a home dog in that one, and I'm kind of liking that one.
Now, do you have anything else for us? Because Chris and I, we might like Iowa in that spot.
Okay, I understand.
But give me
another one, BYU beating the Tennessee Volunteers. I know you're in the state of Tennessee, and of course I'm a Memphis guy. How about this one? Tennessee has not been 0-2 since 1988, and that year they got to 0-6 under Johnny Majors. And a young T.J. Reeves is doing student radio at Memphis State University when Tennessee rolled in 1988, 0-6. The Tigers are thinking we might be able to beat the Vols. And Reggie Cobb and company freight-trained Memphis State, won the game easily, and then won the next 4 games. Didn't go to a bowl game, but went 5-6. Won 5 in a row to end the season. That's the last time Tennessee was even 0-2 like they are right now. and BYU is the team that beat them, and BYU is at home, and you've got USC thinking they're feeling good about themselves. They beat Stanford at home. They've got the true freshman quarterback Slovis that they put in, the injury replacement. He played well in the Stanford win. Just BYU, that's a tough LaVell Edwards Stadium. That's a tough place to play. Oh, BYU yeah. back home will be jacked. I like BYU there in that situation.
I could get down with that.
That's a game I do like. It's a game I was looking at too. So we see like minded on that one.
That's
and so there we go. There's a couple different underdogs we're going to be looking at. We're going to talk a lot on Three Dog Thursday, by the way, about Gators and Kentucky, because last year, speaking of 30 years ago, Gators finally slipped up and let Kentucky get one after only 3.5 decades of Kentucky misery in football against Florida. They beat them in Gainesville, so this is now, you know, allegedly a revenge game for Florida. The Gators have got more talent. Obviously, Benny Snell has moved on to the National Football League after having such a great career at Kentucky, so he's not there anymore. And Florida's, what, 8, 9? What do you have that on the line there, Chris? I think that Florida's like an 8 or 9 point favorite in that game at Lexington.
It's seven and a half and eight.
Seven and a half or eight. I don't know that I take Kentucky at home in that one. I think Florida may put it on them to make up for last year. Dan Mullen was downplaying it earlier this week, saying all the right things. Hey, you know, last year's last year. You know, losing to him first time since Ronald Reagan was the president, blah, blah, blah. You know he's going to say to his team, let's go out there and hang 50 on these guys if we can and send a message. So let's see.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. All right, now, do we want to move into NFL talk? You got time to hang around?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk some NFL picks with you.
Let's go ahead and move on. Let's talk NFL underdogs. Now, week one, a little fishy. Again, we're talking to TJ Reeves, Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. Look, last week was tricky. I did not have the Packers. I think ourselves and everybody in the free world thought that the Bears were going to win that ball game. Look, Titans, I was all over the Titans last week, over the Browns.
And the Titans were all over Baker Mayfield and the Browns. What a performance, especially in the second half of that game.
Is there a possibility that the Browns could start 0-2 with their Monday night football game? They're a 3-point favorite at the Jets. They opened up as a 1.5-point favorite.
Well, and that one going all the way to the last game of the weekend is going to be very interesting, because the first ever Monday Night Football game 50 years ago was the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets in Cleveland. Joe Willie Namath and the Jets against the Cleveland Browns. So now you come back around full circle. Look, I've been pointing to what happens if it's a bad start in Cleveland. Do they implode after a couple of losses? They better get their act together, because they made a lot of mistakes last week. Baker Mayfield with the interceptions. They had broken coverage. They had penalties. Tennessee, very well coached, just put it on them. I don't know. I don't know about the Jets, though, at home. The Jets could not get out of their own way in the second half against the Bills. By the way, Chris Giannini was all over that on the Three Dog Thursday podcast. I asked him for one game in the NFL, and he went right to the Buffalo Bills. Now, brother, I got to tell you, when I was watching the score roll by and it's 9-0, 16-0, I'm like, well, Giannini's done for. That's it. But sure enough, let's hear it for Josh Allen, and a Buffalo Bills comeback made you a winner on Three Dog Thursday, my friend.
I will tell you, in the NFL, when you have a lead early, according to the line, I hate it. I get so nervous, because every one of these games always closes in on that line. Gary was talking earlier today. We did the recap of the NFL, and he had two bets where he was covering all day long, done spent the money, cashed his ticket. In his mind, he done won those games, and both of them, by the end of the game, come up losers. And
that kind of smells like L.A. Chargers against the Colts, where 100%. That was easily covered. And then how about the Lions, who were winning for like three Boom. Hours
yep.
against the Cardinals, only to have Kyler Murray bring it back? It's never over. In the NFL. And, I mean, speaking of that, how about the Monday night game with the Texans and the Saints? You talk about it's never over.
Just a
where you have a field goal
game.
By the Saints, followed by a two-play bomb touchdown by the Texans, followed by another last-second field goal by the Saints, all in like 10 minutes of real time. I mean, that was heart attack special on Monday night football. So We love the NFL for a lot of reasons. And I'll tell you a game that I actually like. Speaking of Monday night, be careful about the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs and maybe some of the magic being back for Oakland on a small sample here. They were impressive against the Broncos. I know the Broncos are not very good. The Chiefs now come to them. I know it's a short week for Oakland, but the Chiefs coming to them, and I don't know how hurt Patrick Mahomes truly is, because it's one thing to have that ankle injury and you're still running around with adrenaline and that stuff. Look, they're going to score some points, probably Kansas City, but that's a very interesting game that I will be looking at. Raiders, Chiefs, with the Raiders getting points at home on Three Dog Thursday for this week, boys.
Yeah, you can get 8.5 to 8 from that, and Tyreek Hill's going to miss. He's definitely out no matter what. That's a big weapon, so there you go.
Do you think the Raiders might cover Sammy Watkins? Because my Jaguars underdog pick, they had no clue what his number or name is, because he was behind the defense before you could spell Watkins on a couple of occasions. So let's see if the Raiders don't have him double teamed from the time he gets off the bus. That's a game I don't know for sure that I'm going to take the Raiders on Three Dog Thursday. They're going to have to listen to the podcast. But, I mean, Gruden was back being Gruden. Derek Carr looked fantastic. They've got young receivers with something to prove with no Antonio Brown. Let's see if they maybe slug it out with the Chiefs one more time in Oakland. This will be the last time, barring a possible far-fetched playoff matchup, that the Raiders and Chiefs will ever play in Oakland. They've been playing there for 50 years. It's the last time they'll ever play there together. Let's see if the Raiders have something for them.
Now, before we let you go, I'm just curious. Is there a possibility of a lean on the New Orleans Saints going to get revenge against the Rams this weekend?
I looked at that one. The Rams, very impressive, came cross-country and beat Carolina, ran the ball well. The Saints, again, with Breeze, never seemingly out of it. The one thing that really concerned me from a New Orleans standpoint is they kept giving up big plays throughout that game. And Goff and company will throw it deep with Robert Woods, with Brandon Cooks. And Gurley obviously looked good running the football in the short time that we saw him last week. I just don't know about the Saints having to travel out there again. Short week for them because they played on Monday night. I don't know. The Saints were the only NFC South team to win this past weekend. So let's see if they have something in the rematch game. You make a good point about revenge. This will be a great coaching job by Sean Payton if he has them geared up for the home opener at the Coliseum for the Rams.
You are 100% right. All right, TJ, we appreciate you being here. Of course, he is TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You follow him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. He'll be here with us every week discussing college football and the NFL. TJ, thank you so much for jumping in, buddy.
Always good to be with you, boys. Long live the underdog.
All right, let's move into NFL gambling picks. You ready? It is week number 2. Last week, well, first off, the show, of course, as always, brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. You can find more information about us at winningcureseverything.com. Make sure you jump in and enter the Pick'em contest, football picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. There is a link down in the description if you're listening on the podcast, if you are watching on YouTube, etc. Go down there, click the link. Enter in an email. You can win a Tunica Travel prize pack. Last week, Blake R. went 10-0 against the spread. And we had 170-some-odd entrants last week. Jump in this week. It's free to enter. Everybody likes winning free stuff. You know how that goes. Last week, I went 2-3 against the spread. My profit was minus $58.12. That's minus 1.16 units. Chris went 2-4. Minus 169.57, that's minus 3.39 units. Didn't do well for either of us in week one. But that's okay.
Nope.
Because we're getting it back this week. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to rock and roll. I have got 6 bets this week. Let's jump right in. You want me to start off?
Yep.
Let's do this. Also, on today's show, we've got TJ Reeves. He is from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. We'll have his interview at the end of this show. Game number 1. Colts at the Titans. I got the Titans minus 3 here. $50. minus 120. Juice is a little crazy on this one. And that's okay because the whole world seems to want to go with the Titans because they absolutely blew out the Browns last week and whatnot. And I get it. The Colts lost at the Chargers. It was a close game. I understand all of that. I think the Titans understand there's no Andrew Luck on that other side now. Now, Jacoby Brissett, really good. Really good week one. He's not Andrew Luck, though. And if you were going to win the division, which they have not been able to, they've gone 9-7, three straight years, have not won the division. If you want to get over that hump, you got to treat every game like a different season, right? And you can't be living in the past. You can't be happy with just beating up on the Browns. You got to get this win. I think the Titans understand that. You got to protect the home field. Give me the Titans -3, 50 bucks at minus 120.
I believe in a philosophy of gambling. You ride a Tushy Bucks here, you don't ride at all. Last week I rode the Bills. My money line bet of the week. Won some good money on it. Won my play. I'm going back to the Bills. -1.5 on the road against the Giants. The other New York team. They don't have to travel. Just stay in like the New Jersey area, playing in the same stadium. Just move to the other locker room. It's going to be just fine. I got $100 on the Bills, minus 110. I think they're just a much better football team. I know they got off to a really slow start. That Jets team, I think, is a lot better than this Giants team. Now, I could be wrong on that. But I think the Jets are better than the Giants. Bills beat up on them. They're going to beat up on the Giants.
I could believe that. I can believe that. All right, game number two for me. The Vikings +3 at the Packers. I got 50 bucks on it. Juice minus 120. This Vikings team, this defense looks legit. I think they've played against a much better offense than what the Packers went up against with the Bears. I still don't trust this Packers team. And yes, there will be Packers people that jump in on YouTube that want to talk trash about us picking against Green Bay, but I'm telling you, this is going to come back at some point. I don't believe in that Packers defense. Obviously, the Bears defense was able to slow down Aaron Rodgers.
I just slow him down. Shut him down.
Held him 10 points.
Yeah. He threw one jump ball touchdown.
Yeah.
He threw the ball up in the air. There was two Packers players there. There were two Bears players there. And the biggest Packer player went up and got it.
And I tell you this, I think this Vikings defense is almost as good, if not as good, as that Bears defense. I think this Vikings defense is absolutely legit. I think they're going to put Aaron Rodgers in bad situations all day. I think the Vikings can win the game, but I'm going to take the 3 points. So give me the 3 points, 50 bucks. Minus 120, love the Vikings in this spot.
You don't need me to say anything else. I've got the same bet. It's $75 minus 120 plus 300. Plus 3 minus 120 is the VIG. And I like the Vikings. I think they're the better team. We talked about this before the season started.
Yeah.
That we like them a lot. This is my money line pick of the week this week.
Are you actually betting on the money line?
No. For our purposes.
Oh, for our purposes.
For this purposes, no.
Yeah.
But I usually pick a dog that I'm going to bet money line on. I'm just letting people know that.
That makes sense. Next game up for me, the Saints. Traveling across the country. I understand. It's a short week for them. All that stuff. They had all these big plays go against them with the Texans, right? I think they were looking ahead. I think they want revenge. I think this is the game that they have had circled ever since last season when they got screwed out of a Super Bowl trip. And it wasn't really the Rams' fault. It was the referee's fault. But it was still the Rams that got to go make that trip. And I think that the Saints are going to be fired up for it. They are going to come out guns a-blazing in L.A. L.A., that home crowd, it ain't quite the same as some of these other traditional NFL powers. I like the Saints here. At +3, give me them points. 50 bucks at minus 120 on the juice. I am all over the Saints here.
My next pick, going back to the well last week. I got burned off the hook. Came so close to a push. I like the Panthers. They're playing Thursday night against the Buccaneers. this Buccaneers offense did not look good at all. Even if it's close, Jameis Winston's going to turn the ball over. I think the Panthers offense got things going against a much better defense. They put up 27 points against a real professional defense on the other side of the field. I don't think they're going to have any of those issues or problems going up against Tampa Bay this year.
I think I can believe that.
I like Carolina. It's -6.5. The VIG is -115 right now. I got $100 on Carolina.
There you go. Next game up for me, Eagles at the Falcons. Now, the Eagles, not very impressive in week one, but they did get the win. Falcons, week one, not impressive at all. Did not get the win. Look, these are two teams that just were not impressive in week one, and that's okay, but this is a massive game. The Falcons, all this offseason talk about how much better they're going to be, how they're going to make a playoff run, etc., you have to protect home field. You cannot start the season 0-2. There's two simple things, right? You cannot start the season 0-2, and you got to win your first home game. Now, some teams didn't have that luxury. I get that. But I think that this Falcons team, they got a good offense. The Redskins do not have a very good offense. They were able to put up 27 on this Eagles defense. I believed in the Eagles defense in the offseason. In the preseason, I thought this is a Super Bowl contending defense. I think this Falcons team will be able to score on them. I think they've got the wide receivers to be able to do it. Give me the Falcons plus the 1.5. It's $50 at -110. I think Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu, Freeman, all that bunch. I think all the talent comes out in this one. I think they find a way to get it done. And even if they don't, I still got 1.5 to play with. So I'm good with it. $50 at -110 there.
It's a tight margin.
It is. But I've seen it happen.
All right. I'm ending with my heart. Okay. $75 on my Cleveland Browns -2.5. VIG is -115, sorry. On the road, sorry, against the Jets. Monday Night Football. If this Browns team is going to be worth a damn, I thought they had Super Bowl aspirations. Definitely divisional and playoff situation. If they won't any of that at all, you have to be able to be. I don't care if it's on the road. I don't care if it's neutral site playing in London. It doesn't matter. You have to be able to beat a team like the Jets.
Yeah.
You just have to. This Jets offense is not that great. You can't go to New York and let the Jets push you around. You just can't do it.
You think they found a way to limit the penalties and,
yes,
and everything
I
else?
Think
right?
They get the penalties are the easiest thing in the world to clean up.
Yeah.
Like that's you just don't make stupid mistakes. That's different.
What how much you got on?
I got $100. No, sorry, $75. Sorry.
$75 at -115, right?
115.
All so right.
2.5 is the number.
Let's see. I've got two games left. You got any games left?
Nope. It. I'm done.
Okay, that's it. That is it. I've got two left. These are both totals that I'm playing.
Okay.
Chiefs at the Raiders. I'm going over 52 on this one. Now, I think a lot of people love the over here, if I'm not mistaken. What is it, 92%?
Yeah, I got 53, and it's
100%. It's saying it's 100%. We'll see. I do like the over 52. Yes, Mahomes may have some kind of an injury. I don't think it matters. I think that the Raiders were able to put up 24 points on the Broncos. I think that the Broncos have a better defense than the Raiders, than the Chiefs. I just completely blanked on that.
Nope,
did you see
that's
that?
That's okay.
That was bananas.
It is. See, these people don't realize we're doing this at almost midnight after a long day of work.
Yeah.
This is what you get, guys.
That's weird.
This is the best I got. I'm an old man. Done.
Yeah, I'm almost there. And then I get to go home and edit. So
yeah.
I'll be up until 2 a.m.
I'm
going
to go home and go to bed.
Yes. This Chiefs Raiders over 52 seems easy to me. I think the Raiders will be able to put up points on the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs can put up points on anybody. 52? I mean, I need a 30-22 ball game since it's an 8-point spread. So 30-22, hey, look, 31-24, something like that. I ain't even worried about covering. I'm more worried about getting to that damn over. And I think that we're going to get there with this one. So I'm putting $50 on it, minus 110, Chiefs Raiders over 52. The next one, the last one, Bears, Broncos, under 40.5, $50 on that one. Now, that is already a really low total, right? 40.5. But if anybody watched the Bears and the Broncos, you will understand, these two teams ain't got no offense.
Nope.
They cannot score. And on top of that, Vic Fangio knows everything about the Bears. And the Bears know everything about what Vic Fangio does, right? Like, they already know each other. And you already know that these are two teams that would rather play ball control. Under 40.5, give me that all day. It's minus 110. I'm putting $50 on it. I don't think Trubisky can beat anybody. I don't think Flacco can beat anybody. Now, somebody's going to have to win the game. I think it'll probably be the Bears.
They don't have to.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, the Lions and the Cardinals, nobody won that one. I wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me to see like a 10-10 tie here.
10-10? That means two people score touchdowns.
You might
That's
be right.
ridiculous.
6-6. Didn't we have a 6-6 game with the 49ers and Cardinals or something?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, just ridiculous. But yeah, I'm going under the 40.5. Realistically, I'm looking at a 17-10 game. Yeah. 17-13, something like that. People getting field goals, you know, defense score touchdown, something like that. Because I could totally see Trubisky or Flacco throwing a pick six. Totally see that. So under 40.5 on that one. I've got $50 on it. You can always go over to winningcureseverything.com, click on the gambling picks section. You can see our picks for the week. You can keep up with our record. You will see every pick that we make this season. You can also look back and see what we've done over the past three football seasons that we've done this together. Know that we are as transparent as we can possibly be.
No question.
We are giving you everything that you could possibly ask for. When we lose, we tell you we lose. When we win, we brag about it. Not too much, but just enough to let you know we know what we're doing. So go over to winningcureseverything.com. If you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Share the show out if you enjoyed it. You guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you again the next go-round. Make sure to go over to tunicatravel.com. Go over to winningcureseverything.com. Hopefully, you win some big money.
If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com. Or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.